Hi, I'm Lola, one of the program producers. Today we're going to hear part two with Kay Moon, Mohawk Nation Two-Spirited. If you haven't heard part one yet, you can catch it online at kxci.org in our own voices.
You know, like I said, I was always this way, and I was always kissing my girlfriends and my little friend. I wouldn't say that I was very active in a sexual kind of way, but I just loved people. And my mother was a very affectionate woman who always hugged us and kissed us, so it was a natural kind of thing to do with our girlfriends, too.
And so she was pretty supportive.
Yes, but without saying she was. I left home when I was about 11 years old. Often we saw each other sometimes, and then I went back to live with her for a while, and then I lived with aunts and family, but very supportive. I never was getting in trouble.
What brought you to Tucson?
I used to go to a Michigan Women's Music Festival, and I worked there for 7 years cooking. And I met a lot of two-spirit gay lesbian people from here who always said, please come through here. It was partly that, but partly a lifelong friend of mine. And I was going to be traveling, and she knew that. And really, Tucson was not in my agenda at all. It was mostly New Mexico that I had in my heart and soul forever. I always thought I'd go there and I'd learn how to do some clay work and pottery and stuff. So I did. I traveled that way on Greyhound bus back in the day when $99 got you on and off. So I went to Albuquerque and in New Mexico, and I actually got some training from a native elder woman. And then my friend heard I was there, and she said, you better come to Tucson. So I did. And I came with the understanding I would only stay, you know, a few days. I got off the bus, I think maybe in Phoenix or some other part of Arizona. But when I got even out of the bus just for a rest stop, I realized there was something magic about Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of a little bit thrown back because, you know, I had told my friend, there's nothing in Arizona for me. And I'm already feeling this, like, wonderful feeling. And then the closer I got to Tucson, I was feeling it more. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is a special place, the desert, you know. And even though I thought of it only as hot and sweaty, you know, one thing led to another, and I ended up wanting to stay for a while and got an apartment. Everything fell in place. I found a car. I got a job at a gas station. I got an apartment with a native woman. We got to split the apartment. She worked days and I worked nights, so we had the house kind of for ourselves. It was wonderful, and we got along well. And then love came again, and I said I wasn't going to do that either, that I was going to choose the path of celibacy. And then I met my life partner. But I still had jobs back east that I was set up for. And, you know, when you get in love, you know, a lot of things go by the wayside. And I was a pretty strong, driven person. And I said to myself, this feels really good, but you have some plans and you need to stick to them. And so I was supposed to go back to work on the East Coast. It was hard as heck because I was, you know, my heart was filled with a lot of good feelings. But I just thought, you know, this is a good start, you know, to take care of yourself first before you just, you know, give up everything for somebody else. And, I mean, I love women, and I'll be a very doting lover, but I also know about taking care of myself. That was one of the very good things that my mother taught me. She used to say, cover your own ass.
Thank you, Kay Moon.